When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Please hang on. Please, this is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
In one moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Now, I'm a very deep person. It's very hard to get to the bottom of who I am.
I know what you mean.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
Talk about being out on a limb. Come on, man.
Really?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on a Tuesday. Jason Duda in for Jeff today. Jeff will be back tomorrow. We'll also talk with Wichita State inside hitter Morgan Stout from the volleyball team. She's on her way now to professional volleyball. Just had an unbelievable season for the Shockers. So look forward to catching up with her tomorrow. Is Bill Belichick going to be the next coach at North Carolina?
No.
And if so, why?
Well, if so, why he's going is because he's Bill Belichick. And they're using the name, obviously. That's why they're hiring him. That would be my theory on why. He's not a college coach. Does he know football? There's no denying the fact he knows his football. But I do not see him taking that job.
Wouldn't he be miserable with NIL and transfer portal and recruiting? And
do you think Bill could actually be that guy?
No.
That's exactly
72
it.
72 years old. And not that that's ancient and that he can't perform and can't coach anymore, but to go to the college game and try to keep up here where there's tons of pressure, you know, you go to North Carolina, they want to win.
Well, and also if you're Bill Belichick, so you're expected to win.
It's never made any sense, and I want it to stop now.
Well, they're not going to stop because it keeps North Carolina in the news.
I want it to stop.
Well, you can want it to stop, but it's not going to.
Well, whether they hire a guy or not, I'm offended by it.
How are you offended by it?
Because it's never going to happen.
But that's the way everything works nowadays. They wanted their names out there.
Oh.
But that's it. It's just like social media. It's like all this stuff.
So if there's an opening at some radio station and they float my name, is that something that should happen?
No, that's a mistake.
way to take that bait.
Yeah.
You know, I would have thrown that out there for Jeff and he would have just had a fit.
Oh, it'd have been something else.
He can't stand it when I do things like that.
Why?
But, well, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it when I indicate that my ego is high. He doesn't like that. And of course, it's all playfulness.
Oh, of course.
You've known a lot of people in your life. You know, I don't have a big ego.
Not at all.
Right. Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You for agreeing to that.
Yeah, I would say none for sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What are you hedging that for?
Well, it's just a little sarcasm. Well,
everybody has an ego.
To some degree, absolutely.
The question becomes, when does the ego become detrimental?
You got to have that fine line where it stops.
Well, and listen, I think I have that.
A fine line?
No, I think I know that it's okay to have an ego, but it can't be pervasive. You know, it just can't overwhelm people.
Right. I would agree. So you think you're good?
Well, what do you think?
I asked you first.
Yes, I think I'm good. Because I know enough about myself to know that if I do come across as having a bigger ego than I should. It's more of a defense mechanism than an actual reality. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. Makes sense. Understood. So I'd say you're there. That's where I'd put you.
I've studied myself at great length and to no avail. There's no answers. And I think most people would probably feel the same way. If they do much introspection, they probably feel like they don't really come up with a whole lot.
Yeah, well, you use some big words there.
You don't like this conversation.
No, you just use some big words. I was trying to use introspection or something.
Introspection.
And I was trying to figure that out, so I honestly didn't hear the rest of what you said. So that's where I'm at right now.
Poor Dia.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some issues there for sure. But it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good. I
mean, you guys have a great relationship.
Yeah, it's all good.
It works very well. It's obvious.
Seems to.
I'm sure when she needs to have
an intellectual conversation, she calls her friends.
Intellectual stimulation, she probably goes out with her friends.
She does. She goes out a lot. Is that normal?
I'm surprised she's ever home. But, hey, you know, congratulations on a wonderful marriage.
Yeah, so far it's been great. Thank you.
So we often talk, you love to talk about food, and I'm on this kick now where on Facebook, there's all these suggestions for restaurants. We went to Jeff's, one of his favorites. I can't think of the name of it. It's the Korean barbecue restaurant on 2nd and Washington. And for months, he's told me how good the rice is.
Right.
So Saturday, we were downtown in that area at the popcorn store.
Uh-huh.
And we stopped by and we picked up chicken fried rice and brought it home. And I think my wife would agree, fabulous.
Hmm.
There's another pitch man delivery.
Yeah, there's another free Coke for you.
I would hope.
Man.
Gangnam, I think that, I can't remember, whatever the name of that restaurant is. I think most people would know what I'm talking about. They give you a ton. Yeah, we got three meals out of it.
What?
Yeah.
Really? That's a bonus. I haven't been there.
You ought to try it.
I've heard it's good. I think my brother-in-law has mentioned that place, that he goes there too, and he said it was good. So
fried rice is a big deal.
A good fried rice is...
It's either good or it's not very good. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, 100%.
There's very little in between.
You know what? Another place that has pretty good fried rice is Saigon.
Maybe I'll try that.
It's one of my favorites in town. And
that's
up with like your Kobe's and
Kobe and this place are tied for first.
Kobe's got their fried rice.
Kobe's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fantastic. But I'd put Saigon's there, but I wouldn't put them in up in that level.
I do. I put this place tied for first.
Woo, must be good.
It is. It's so good.
Look at you.
Oh, my God.
I know we've talked food before, but I've never seen you like this, especially over food, let alone fried rice.
I know, and I tried a place out on West 21st, and I won't mention the name because it was okay, but it didn't meet my expectations. And there's a place over here in close to where I live called Tiger Rice that I've heard great things about.
I haven't even heard of that place.
It's over here at 21st and Amadon. But yeah, fried rice is a big deal to me.
Fried rice is fantastic. I love it. I love a lot of things, but it's up there.
And we'll be going out to celebrate Jeff's birthday at,
same place.
Yeah. Kobe.
Standard. Do you have like the reservation just every year? Is it on like,
I don't know how he sets that up, but we always enjoy that meal. I mean, the salad's great. The soup is great. The meal is great. The rice is great. I mean, it's...
There you have it. You're done.
There's a reason that's packed every night.
It's true. It's true. Nothing wrong with it. I thought you were going to go try somewhere else tonight. We were talking in the break.
Tonight, maybe. Dadgum Maze Road is just far enough to be a pain.
I was going to tell you the way to go to get to it. That would be easier. Don't go down 21st and then try to turn left. go to 13th to come up, turn right to turn right in there.
Yeah.
Because it's so close.
That's a better idea.
Well, this is why I'm here. Smarter than I look.
But, you know, Mays Road, you're it's right awful. There.
It's awful.
I don't live, I mean, I Mays Road is relatively close, but it's not like it's close.
No, but it is, when it comes to traffic, 4 to 6,
awful.
No. When I go out, there's a couple places we can, I can get out to Mays Road. I go to 21st just so I can go right and go right. If not, I'll never get out. Ever.
No. You try to go left on Mays Road from where you live?
Nope.
It's rarely going to happen. Although the other day on Sunday, we found an opening and were able to get out there.
Sunday's probably okay. But not during the week and not anywhere near 4 to 6. And this time of year, even worse.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of the game last night. It's hard to watch a game that doesn't really have great significance.
I had nothing. I can honestly say I watched a quarter.
I like watching Joe Burrow.
Ja'Marr Chase is
good. Yeah, and they're wasting some incredible opportunities, the Bengals are. Because they didn't put a defense around this team. And it upsets me.
Well, they didn't put a defense, and now because they didn't sign Ja'Marr last year, how much to keep him now? That he's going to be a free agent. Like, just terrible management. Terrible.
Terrible management.
Cost him 40% more now just to keep him, especially after the year he's having. I don't get it.
And I really like Joe Burrow.
I do, too.
I mean, he's probably next to Mahomes. Yeah, and I said it.
Whoa.
I would have never even thought about something like this before. There is no way to dislike Patrick Mahomes.
Well, he hasn't given us any reason to. And that's on the field with certain antics or stuff that he would do. Off the field, I haven't heard anything about Patrick Mahomes. That would be a problem. So how can't you like the guy? Plus, he's really good.
It's fun to watch him play.
It's
like
unbelievable.
Like I said to Vahe, he's not having a statistically great year, but he's still an assassin out there. He will figure out a way to beat you if you give him the opportunity. And teams give him the opportunity.
Well, that's the problem. They're always within a score, and you can't have him have the ball with 2 minutes left in a game, and he has the ball. You just can't. He's that one guy that's always going to figure out a way to get it done. And there's a good quarterback. Josh Allen is really good. But
oh, did you see him
Burrow's
the other day?
Really good. But if there's anybody you want, who else do you want in the last 2 minutes of a game?
I hear you. But Josh Allen's making a case. Did you see him play the other day?
I did. I watched that game.
Why in the world did they run it?
With
and lose their
first time out.
Unbelievable.
Maybe the dumbest.
Unbelievable. Because they would have gotten
that's
the
Eberflus
ball back.
Territory.
They had all three timeouts left.
You could have kicked it deep at that point.
Right. Just coaching malfeasance.
I don't understand it.
It makes no sense.
It's going on in a lot of places.
But that guy just kept ringing up points for me in my fantasy team.
So he was ringing them up for everybody.
Care about everybody. Oh, wait. Sounded egotistical to say.
Well, that's all right. We already determined that you are a little bit have an ego, but you have a fine line with it. So you're okay.
Please don't ever talk about my ego again.
In some really weird way.
Well, I think my ego's in check.
It
that's
is
what I'm saying.
Totally in check.
It doesn't overwhelm people. Is that a safe thing?
That's fair.
Yeah, thank you.
That's fair. Yeah, back to Patrick.
Wait a minute.
What?
Oh, go ahead. Back to Patrick.
Yeah, we're done talking about you and your ego. See, this is a problem now. Everyone will think, oh, no, he wants to continue talking
no,
about
I
his
don't.
Ego.
I don't.
Patrick, he's only averaging 245 yards a game, 20 touchdowns and 11 picks. Those aren't great numbers for somebody's that's team is 12-1.
And has the worst left tackle protection
oh, that is,
in the history of football.
It's scary bad. It's not just bad. I mean, when you're a fan and you're watching, and I caught myself Sunday night watching the left tackle rather than watching where the play was going to go, just to see how bad Bosa was going to beat Humphreys or whoever else they had put out there off that left side.
Yeah.
That's a $500 million quarterback you got there. Find somebody to play the left guard position. No?
Left tackle.
Or left tackle.
It's ridiculous. He's running for his life. But his scrambling ability is second to none. He's not the fastest. It's just incredible to watch him.
Well, the whole,
like, he has eyes not just on the back of his head, but surrounding his head.
Well, I know we've talked about this with this team, but it is, I don't know how they're 12-1.
Makes no sense.
Watching this team, which I have, how they're 12-1, I don't know. I'm waiting for the wheels to come off, and they just seem to be holding on. But can they do this against really good teams in the playoffs, having to win 3 games in a row?
They need to get into a position where they can kind of cruise. They're 2 games up right now over both Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Of course, they play Pittsburgh. They've already played Buffalo. That's their only loss. So they would lose the tiebreaker. But if they can get into a position, this is a team that plays on Sunday against Houston.
Cleveland this week.
No, I'm talking about they play on the Sunday before Christmas against Houston.
Yes.
And then they play on Christmas Day against Pittsburgh 3 days later.
Yeah, they play.
They need to be in a position where they can rest some people.
Well, they play 3 games in 10 days.
On Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they play the 15th, the 21st, and the 25th. And 2 of those games on the road.
They can't go full bore in that Christmas Day game. We're all thinking, oh, I can't wait for it. It's going to be amazing. The Chiefs, if they can beat Cleveland and then they can beat Houston, in that Christmas game, they need to rest everybody.
And then go to Denver?
Yes.
And have to win in Denver.
Well, Buffalo has to play Detroit this week. Let's see how that shakes out.
True. True. And I don't know if Pittsburgh, can run the table. I mean,
we'll see.
Tomlin, you can't blame Tomlin, but they got a tough.
They have a tough schedule.
They're at Philly, at Baltimore, Kansas City, and then
they're not going to win. They're not going to win both those games.
They're not winning all 4 of those.
What I'm saying is, get your expectations under control for that Christmas Day game with the Chiefs. That's what I'm trying to forewarn people.
I could see that game being ugly for the Chiefs.
I could see it where they're resting everybody.
Well, you got 3 games in 10 days. If they're to a point where they may have already clinched.
If that's what I'm talking about.
By that time.
If they've clinched it, why would you play anybody in that game?
Patrick and Kelsey, why don't you guys stay at home for Christmas? We'll see you next.
That's what I'm saying.
The next week,
because we're all amped up about. Oh my God, the Chiefs are playing on Christmas Day. Netflix, it's going to be awesome. Not so fast, people.
And what happened last year on Christmas?
Yeah, I hear you.
Against the Raiders.
All right, time for a break. Duda has a game. When we return, Max will participate. Max is just. I'm going to bury him in this game.
He's kind of owned you the last few. Though.
Not really.
Yeah, he has.
We'll be back. The Bob and Jeff Show with Jason Duda.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, Max, it is.
Time to play the game.
Time to play the game here on KFH Radio. By the way, it was, you know, Monday Night Raw was in town last night.
Did
down
you
at
go?
Intrust, but I did not. I don't know if Jeff went or not. He was toying with the idea. But Wichita showed up well on TV. Good crowd, raucous, engaged. Was proud of our community.
Well, good job out there.
Yeah, it was
fantastic.
Fun.
No, I did not watch it. Sorry to all the WWE folks, but I did not watch it.
All right, what's the what do we have? A continuation of
It's going to be different because it's you and Max, so we are going to do the same type of game. I will ask you a question. If you can answer it without the answer, you get 2 points. If you want the multiple choice, you get 1 point.
All right, I'm game for it. I'm on a bit of a hot streak in games. All right, didn't I beat Jeff?
Yeah, but you didn't beat me. So,
all right, here we go.
80s music.
Oh, Max.
You know.
Right in.
Max, you.
Max ought to do pretty well here.
Max, you're going first. What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh. Tina Turner.
Who sings it?
Tina Turner.
You are correct. You are correct.
I'm offended by that question.
That was easy.
Okay, you ready?
Wait, he gets how many points?
He gets 2. I'm keeping track today, too.
Well, so am I.
All right, the first few obviously are easy. 8679. 8675309.
I can't think of who did it. I'd sing the song for you.
Well, yeah, but I need to know who's. Do you want the choices?
Yeah.
Belle Biv DeVoe, The Smiths, Tommy Two Tone.
Tommy Two Tone.
You are correct.
Dadgummit.
Oh, that's a. Should have had that one.
Well, yeah, I should have had a lot of things. Next.
Max.
Max, it's your turn.
All night long.
Lionel Richie.
Oh.
And Max is taking a 4-1 lead.
Well, you're giving him layups.
Well, yours was a layup, wasn't it? Okay, how about this one? Another one bites the dust.
Queen.
You are correct. You guys are going to rattle through
this. How long are we doing this?
We'll do about 5 each of this, and then we'll
all
switch.
Right.
Love Shack, Max.
B-52s.
Good grief.
You are correct. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wham.
Look at you guys just rolling through these. Okay, Max, Take Me On. Take On Me, sorry.
Uh-huh.
Are you laughing, or is that your...
Uh-huh.
That's his answer. So easy.
Jump.
Jump? Van Halen. 8-7. This is the last round for 80s.
That could also have been the Pointer
in the
Sisters.
Air, In the Air Tonight, Max.
Phil Collins.
Oh, God.
These are way too easy for you guys. 10-7. Straight Out of Compton.
Straight Out of Compton?
Yeah.
You're giving me a rap song.
Yeah, I would have known the answer to this because I watched a documentary on it.
You're embarrassing me on national radio.
It's awesome. I love it. On a music question. Straight Out of Compton.
You're giving me one that...
you're thinking
really?
Too long. You want multiple choice?
No, I don't want... yes. I think I know.
DMX, Ice-T, NWA, Snoop Dogg.
NWA.
You are correct.
That's who I thought it was, but you embarrassed me.
How'd I embarrass you?
In front of my family.
How'd I embarrass you? You got it wrong. What am I supposed to do?
All right, 10-8 after that round. What's the next category?
Let's see here. Let's go with Where on Earth Is That?
Ah, kill him here. Congratulations on a nice run, Max.
Where on earth is that?
Uh-oh. I've lost internet.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Well, we're in your house, so figure it out.
Well, I haven't lost it.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Well, it's not my fault you didn't know NWA. How do I know NWA?
Why don't you log on to my internet?
Okay, here we go. We're going to go... Facts about the American Revolution.
Wait a minute. I thought you were doing something else. I like that other category.
Which one?
The one you mentioned.
No, you can't because you got to see the picture. So we're doing this category. I don't care. It's my game. You made me come up with the game.
It's ridiculous.
All right, Max. American author Ralph Waldo Emerson coined the phrase, "the shot heard round the world," in a poem about the battle at which location?
Lexington and Concord.
You are correct, Max. Oh, big one. All right, Bob. Members of American militias were frequently called what? Members of American militias were frequently called...
Why do I get that one?
Because it's just random.
I steal?
No, you can't steal.
See, Max probably knows. Do you want multiple choice?
Yes.
Redcoats, Minutemen, Frogmen, Doughboys.
Minutemen.
You are correct. But you're falling behind.
You're embarrassing me in front of my people.
I'm not embarrassing anybody. Okay, Max. Oh, this one. It's got a Boston in the question.
Oh, God.
During the Boston Massacre, British soldiers fired into a crowd of colonists following what provocation?
Boston Tea Party.
So easy.
Boston Tea Party.
Everything Max is getting is... you could go to a zoo and ask the animals. And
Is incorrect.
Really?
Ooh, good deal.
Oh.
Yes, the crowd of colonists threw snowballs. How about that?
That's a no-pointer for Max.
Oh, I know. Oh, look at you, just all bubbly all of a sudden.
All right,
that incident would be repeated later on May 4th, 1970.
What was the purpose of Paul Revere's midnight ride? Multiple choice.
You wanted to go. He needed a burger.
The purpose of the midnight ride.
Yeah.
Multiple choice.
To warn the approach of British soldiers, to aid George Washington at Valley Forge, to announce the Declaration of Independence, to capture the traitor Benedict Arnold.
The first one.
To warn of a British soldiers?
Yeah.
You are correct. Oh, it's 12-11. He caught up, Max. Here you go. Oh, here's another Boston Tea Party question. During the Boston Tea Party, the Sons of Liberty wore crudely made disguises to resemble what?
Oh, I should know.
You want multiple choice or do you want to answer it?
They wanted to resemble the British Army. I can't think of it. I'm not going for them all.
That is incorrect. It was the Native Americans.
Max's pride is getting in the way.
Well, I give him props.
He doesn't
props.
Want to take the multiple choice.
I give him props.
And that's how I'm going to beat his ass.
Often recognized as the first American diplomat, which founding father was tasked with forging an alliance with France?
What is this? I haven't been in school for decades.
This was decades before you were in school. So there you go. You want multiple choice?
Well, I think I know who it is, but I don't want to guess. And yes, I do want multiple
James
choice.
James Madison.
That's it.
Alexander Hamilton, Benjamin Franklin, Ethan Allen.
I believe it's James Madison.
It is Benjamin Franklin.
What?
Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Benjamin had a thing for the menage a trois, Bob. That's why he went to France.
Get a question right, Max, and then talk. Go.
Max, before betraying...
This is the last round of these.
Before betraying the Patriots, Benedict Arnold was well known for what?
Give me a sec.
You want multiple choice?
Sure, I'll have to take it. I can't think what it was.
Serving as a judge, being a victorious general, painting portraits, raising funds for colonists.
I think he was a victorious general.
You are correct.
Ah.
13-11.
Doggone it. All right. My last one in this category. Do you have another category?
I'll see if I got one.
Well, we got to hurry.
Famously depicted in a large oil portrait, George Washington crossed which icy river during a sneak attack on Christmas Day, 1776?
You're embarrassing me in front of people.
Oh my God. That's so...
Shut up, Max. The river starts. Go ahead. I'll take the multiple choice.
Potomac River, St. Lawrence, Delaware, Hudson.
The Delaware.
Yes.
All right, we go to a new category. It's, what is it, 13-12?
13-12.
One more category.
Let me see.
Only three rounds.
Let me see if I got one.
Come on, man.
No. Let's see. Okay, let's try this one.
All right, here we go. What is it?
I think this is geography.
All right.
Who's up?
Max.
I barely know who I am now.
No. No, we did these ones.
Oh, good. I'm directionally challenged.
And my internet's stopping. I think the game's over.
No, the game's not over. I get a chance here.
I think the game's over.
Come up with something.
Okay. Ready, Max?
Yep.
Although it doesn't grow there naturally, which of these spicy nicknames applies to the people of Connecticut? Do you want multiple choice?
Sure. Connecticut.
Nutmeggers, cinnamon, big dills, salon bros.
Nutmeggers.
I know this one.
Nutmeggers.
That's correct, right?
It is. Max gets.
I would have gotten 2 points on that one, but oh well. I'll get some crazy question. What
New
is
Mexico
it?
Is the only state with an official question. Red or green? What does this question refer to?
Chili peppers.
You are correct.
Oh, baby.
It's all tied up. Referencing the fact that the British monarch never married, who is Virginia named for? The state.
What?
If you know this, Max, you're fired.
What was the question?
Referencing the fact
Queen Victoria.
That this British monarch.
Queen Victoria.
You are correct.
Good grief.
Just after the Kink song, you know.
All right, Bob. Which of these conflicts took place in what is now Montana?
Well, what do you mean?
Okay, what major conflict took place in Montana?
Well, I don't know. I guess the Duttons, Yellowstone. The Dutton Ranch.
Do you want it?
Yeah, I want it.
Battle of the Little Bighorn, Seminole Wars, Wounded Knee Massacre, Battle of the Alamo.
Little Bighorn.
You are correct.
All right.
Down by one.
Last round. Max, you better get something going.
Why? He's up by one. Max, this is going to be a tough one. No, it's not. Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon.
The Fountain of Youth.
Florida. It's
Fountain of Youth.
Oh, no. And the internet crashes. I'm done. It's over.
It's Fountain of Youth.
And what?
So Max wins.
Get on my internet.
Max wins. It's gone.
All right, we have one round to play. You've got your question.
We're just doing one round?
Yeah, just one round. This is going to decide it. What's your question for Max?
Spanish explorer Juan.
Go to something different.
I already
different.
Answered you want a that one. Fountain of Youth.
Yeah. You.
Okay, Max.
What was your answer?
Fountain of Youth. That was right.
No, we didn't. I didn't get to any of the questions on that one.
Oh,
so we're gonna go
Max
to
Max gets penalized.
We're going to a different question. Here we go, Max. You ready?
I'm ready.
Michigan was awarded its Upper Peninsula after conceding its claim on what town? You want to guess or do you want multiple choice?
Toronto.
I don't know. You are incorrect. Toledo.
He should have gone for the multiple choice.
I would never have known it.
Now I can win this baby.
Until it became its own state in 1820, the area that is now Maine was part of what other state?
I know that.
Oh, he can win it here, he says.
Do I want to go for the win or the tie?
Well, you're going to lose if you... Well, yeah. If you go for the win and guess right now,
well,
you can win.
There's only two that it could be. There's only two that it could be.
Sure, if that's what you think.
So I'm going to go for the win.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, well, this is a trick question. I'll say New Hampshire.
Your choices were Vermont, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
The correct answer is Massachusetts.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
I don't believe you.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts isn't connected to Maine.
In 1820, it must have been.
I'm going to call in some people to figure that one out.
Well, sure, because I'm
sure there's a protest.
I'm sure whenever you lose, there's a protest.
Yeah, there's a protest. That's just how it is.
What was the rest of the Max, Ponce de Leon question?
What was the when did he arrive? What it was around which holiday?
God,
when he arrived.
I remember that fifth grade.
Of course, it was
fifth grade. I learned
Thanksgiving.
About that.
No, it was not Thanksgiving. You're not even close.
4th of July.
Not even close.
Labor Day.
Arbor Day.
I don't even know what Arbor Day is. Easter.
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 Oh, should have gotten that one.
They'd canceled it.
All right, Max eats out of a win that will be questioned.
It's not questioned. Max got the W.
I don't necessarily agree with it.
Hey, Bob, which of these holidays began in Nebraska as a way to help settlers?
Which holiday began in Nebraska as a way to help settlers?
Yeah.
Labor Day.
Arbor Day. You just
really?
Said it.
Doggone it.
I just gave it to you.
Should have gotten it.
Man.
I messed that one up.
You put up a decent fight.
Yeah, I put up a nice fight.
But Max ultimately gets the W. Good job, Max.
Checking college basketball schedule to see if there's games worthy of my attention. And first glance, I'm not seeing it.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Nothing? We got nothing tonight?
Providence, DePaul. DePaul gunning for its first win in the Big East in 2 or 3 years.
That's a long time.
They're actually favored in that game. Michigan at Arkansas. I could see watching some of that. Wisconsin, Illinois. Boy, a lot of these games are just on streaming services now.
Isn't that?
That one's on Peacock. The world is changing.
It's getting out of hand. You're going to have to get every possible streaming, whatever you
They're
call
nickel
it,
and diming us,
in order to be able to watch what you want to watch. It's the same thing when you want to watch a movie and say there's three movies like Jack Reachers or whatever they are, whatever you want to call, and one's on one, one's on another, and the third's on another one. So you have to have all three if you want to watch all three. I mean, it's smart. That's what they're doing. If you want to watch Mission Impossibles, there's two on Paramount. There's one on Netflix. There's one on Apple. It's ridiculous.
I watched Twisters the other night with my wife.
The new one?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Very average.
I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was super, but it wasn't bad.
It was okay, but nothing to write home about.
No.
But it was okay.
But what do you expect in those? You can't expect a ton.
No, you can't expect a whole lot, but it was just okay. It wasn't anything I would ever watch again.
Have you been watching Landman?
Not yet.
It's good.
Haven't delved into it. I'm into Yellowstone.
I'm trying
to get to the end of that.
I finally watched 1823 and 1883 and 1923.
Those are good.
Is 1923? Are they having another one? Because
I don't know.
I've
lost track.
That didn't end telling me anything.
No, I've lost track of everything.
The sun's still on a boat.
Taylor Sheridan has lost me. He's doing too many things.
Do you like this new Yellowstone? What do you think? I don't like the way that they killed off Dutton.
Kevin Costner really messed them up, man. They completely had to change what they're doing because he didn't come back for this final run. And it's okay, but they had a completely different ending, right? With Kevin Costner.
Kinda.
But he's not there, so they had to change up everything.
They did. I still think it's a pretty good.
It's pretty good. It gets on my nerves. Beth gets on my nerves.
Well, that's the whole idea. If she gets on your nerves, but you keep coming back to watch.
Well, there you go. You'll be back here on Thursday for the three-man booth with Jeff. Tomorrow, yours truly and Jeff. We hope you'll listen. Thank you, everybody. Thanks to Max back in the studio. Have a good night.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.